Well, Auckland put on that red light. Once the city reaches 90% double-dosed, a new COVID framework will come into play. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's laid out a new traffic light system, which involves DHBs reaching a 90% vaccine rate and vaccine certificates. Here's our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.
New Zealand is entering a new phase of the pandemic. COVID-19 is here to stay, and the government has today unveiled how it plans to manage this new normal.
Our alert level system has charted us through a global pandemic in a way that kept us relatively free from the virus. And we now have our playbook written if we ever needed it again. But now we have vaccines. We cannot ask vaccinated people to stay home forever. So now we need a new playbook to reflect a population protected from COVID. And that's what this is.
And here's how it will work. Green is very similar to alert level 1. There will be no restrictions for fully vaccinated people, but QR scanning will be required and mask use. To reach that setting, there must be limited community spread of the virus and a manageable level of hospitalisations. At orange, there will be increasing numbers of cases in the community and more pressure on hospitals. There will be no gathering limits in places where vaccine certificates are used, increased mask use and social distancing. Red, the toughest setting, will be used when there are so many community cases, the hospitalisation rate becomes unsustainable.
So here, while hospitality is open with vaccine certificates and retail is also open with the usual public health measures, gathering limits and physical distancing will also be required. Education will be open, but with public health measures in place. Working from home is encouraged. Masks will also be required in the same way we use them now.
Vaccine certificates are at the heart of the government's new plan. Businesses that use them can remain open no matter the setting. Those that don't will face tougher restrictions and may have to close for a period.
If you want to be guaranteed that no matter the setting that we are in, that you can go to bars, restaurants and close proximity businesses like a hairdresser, you will need to be vaccinated.
The traffic light system will also see the end of nationwide lockdowns as we know them.
I know what it does to the national psyche that every time you see a press release that says there's going to be a press conference in the Beehive, what that does to everyone's anxiety levels, the uncertainty that it creates. We will no longer be in that world. Instead, we have the vaccines to create a level of safety and armour.
But before New Zealand can shift to this new way of life, more people need to get vaccinated. The government has set a 90% fully vaccinated target for every DHB. Once every region has hit that point, the traffic light system will kick in and New Zealand will move to orange. Auckland, however, will shift to the new system and the red level sooner, when its three DHBs hit the 90% mark. It's possible the South Island could move earlier too.
We are open to moving the South Island before the rest of the country if all the DHBs in the South hit their targets before others.
The government has also unveiled an enhanced business support package, which includes a significantly boosted COVID-19 resurgence support payment. This will be available until Auckland moves into the new traffic light system. Cabinet has also made in-principle decisions on a transition grant for Auckland businesses that will be accessible after that. The grant will be based on similar criteria to the current resurgence support payment. Finance Minister Grant Robertson says he would prefer not to make this support available to businesses that don't use vaccination certificates.
I don't want a situation where we're effectively rewarding people for not being part of the vaccine certificate regime, and the current way that we work our financial supports out is revenue drop. And obviously you would experience quite a significant revenue drop if under the red level you were a contactless only business relative to a business that had actually done the right thing.
Opposition leaders say far from providing a clear pathway forward, the government's new plan is a mess.
Look, I've just got off the phone from some Aucklanders and I have to say that they're in despair, in tears. They see no way out to get out of the prison that Auckland has now become.
It's a very complicated version of Freedom Day. You have to know, when will Auckland be free? When will the rest of the North Island be free? Will the South Island be free at the same time as the North Island that's outside Auckland?
Te Pāti Māori are going even further, calling the new system Squid Games for Māori over the government's refusal to set a vaccination target for Māori. Associate Health Minister Pini Henare is defending that decision, pointing to a new $120 million fund to accelerate Māori vaccination rates.
How can you ensure that Māori won't be collateral damage when the country moves to this new framework, considering there are no specific targets for Māori?
There's only one way to do that, and that's to vaccinate.
Cabinet will review progress on vaccination rates on the 29th of November.